Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the Sixers are not going great right now, but it might be more than $100.
I hear you, buddy. Elliot, stay well, man. We'll talk to you later this week. Obviously getting closer to the draft. Thanks, pal.
Yep, talk to you.
Thanks, Elliot.
All right, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from, of course, the Tasty Cake Studio. All right, so before we get back to the phones, I want to play some audio of Rob Thompson, a message that, you know, Rob Thompson shared yesterday about his message to the players. They're obviously struggling dramatically right now. What Rob Thompson said yesterday, we'll get to that coming up in 1 minute.
It's grilling season. It's time to fire up those grills and enjoy some mouth-watering steaks, incredible burgers, and seasoned chicken from Wild Fork Foods. Whether you're tailgating, hosting a backyard bash, or just hungry for something real, Wild Fork has you covered. Stock up on the 2-pack of ribeye steaks, only $10.98 a pound, or chicken thighs, antibiotic-free, only $2.40 per pound, or treat yourself to affordable luxury with a white truffle veggie burger. This burger is incredible. Rich taste of white truffles with a mix of quality vegetables, creating a gourmet food experience that you can make right at home. 2 packs for only $6. If you haven't checked out Wild Fork Foods yet, what are you waiting for? It's a food experience that you and your family, your friends, you're going to be talking about well after the meal is done. Visit their Neshaminy location located right across the street from the mall or one of their other Greater Philadelphia locations or shop online for same-day delivery straight to your door. Visit wildforkfoods.com today.
You can react to everything, of course, with the draft we were just talking about with Elliot and 9 days to go, what you know, how you size this thing up from an Eagles standpoint. But also the Phils, which has clearly been our main topic today for all the obvious reasons. They stunk again last night. They have played a lousy brand of baseball now for about a week. Disconcerting when you consider it looks very similar to when they were losing last year in the playoffs. And let's be real, the 4 months when they were an average team from June through September. I mean, just not hitting a ton and sometimes sloppy. And, you know, of course, the baton gets passed last night from Marsh, like, okay, let's give him a day or two or three, which I think is wise, but the baton gets passed to Rojas, which is squarely on Dave Dombrowski. Squarely. That's not a Rob Thompson thing. Like, all Rob Thompson can do is deal with the players that he's been given. And most of the players he's been given by Dombrowski are high-priced players with good proven track records, at times proven inconsistent, but at least above-average players. Rojas is not one of them. Rojas is a player who does not belong in Major League Baseball, yet for the third straight year, the Phillies are shoving him down all of our throats. And I don't know if the idea is all the way to the summer, till Crawford comes up. I mean, there's people talking yesterday, John, about let's get rid of Marsh. So let's get rid of Marsh and keep Rojas? It's not a good situation.
You shouldn't have gone into the season with either of them as your main.
Marsh was an option as a fourth outfielder, not as a third.
Correct.
Rojas is not a Major League Baseball player, period. Now, I got a buddy that just texted me about a half an hour ago. He thinks I'm being too soft and easy on Trey and Bryce. Look, I think Bryce is outstanding going through a little thing. I think Trey is far from outstanding. So let me just put that out there. But I know there's a lot of people mad about that.
He also, I've heard people complain about doing the gender reveal thing.
I've heard that too.
The Harper with the blue bat, yep. And it's like focusing
it
on baseball and all
right
that type
now.
Of stuff. I've heard that.
You think it was bad timing?
Yes.
Yeah, it was bad
timing. Because it's been a bad week, so don't mess around with
so
that.
So that doesn't bother. I don't care about
I don't
it.
Care about
it
that either.
Like zero.
But
like 0%.
I knew it
play
was not
better.
Gonna, yeah.
I care about. I don't, like, yeah. Do. You're not going to not hit because you're using a blue bag because you're found out.
I agree.
Like, it's
I knew
silly.
It wasn't going to go over well.
Well, there's
soon
some
as I saw it.
Yeah, there's some people that say it's the wrong time. Yeah. They've been losing for a week. Obviously, they lost last night, and they don't want it. And listen, everyone's entitled to their opinion. It doesn't bother me. I know it bothers some. What bothers me is that Rojas is on the team. What bothers me is that Taiwan pitched bad last night. What bothers me is that Trey Turner's not as good as he should be. I mean, that's ridiculous. With all that said, a lot's going wrong. Rob Thompson talked before the game yesterday about the messaging he's been giving to the players.
You know, these guys got to remember, we're 15 games in here. You know, there's 70 guys hitting under 200 in Major League Baseball right now. So they just need to relax. It's going to happen. We got a long way to go.
You know, John, one of the things we talked about with Dave Dombrowski down in Clearwater, the interview we had with him on the show, was that there were a lot of fans that want a more Dallas Green style manager, to use another sport analogy, a Bill Parcells style coach. Rob Thompson is not that. And there's a lot of people, and listen, I've been more in Rob Thompson's corner than most, but I was like, last night when that JT call happened, he's got to come out of the dugout, even if it means he gets ejected.
I was blown away.
You know, you got to.
He should want to get ejected.
I agree.
Yeah.
I thought
the next half inning when he came out, I guess it was the top of the eighth when he was out there talking to the ump and everyone else. I thought that was like, finally, it simmered and it boiled over and he's going to get after him now, because he didn't in the here and now with JT.
Right.
But he was talking to him about the freaking lights.
It was right. Ridiculous.
It wasn't, hey, I'm going to go defend my guy. Finally, because maybe something else, maybe there was something situational. He was distracted. There was something going on. I can't even imagine what could have been more important than your guy being struck out on the fifth ball of the at-bat. I would have been up there. I would have hoped any manager of this team would have been up there in the face of the ump and getting ejected immediately, just to show his team how much it matters. Because, by the way, the bottom of the seventh, Bryce singled. Schwarber popped out, just missed. And he's just missing. He's close right now. Casty walks. You got two outs, two runners. Yeah. This contributed to the fact that, hey, with the runners in scoring position, we've been struggling. The official, the ump helped remove our opportunity to win.
Look, the umpire, to some degree, he was a disaster. But Rojas was more of a disaster.
Right now, we're playing some of our worst baseball.
I mean, Rojas, he stinks. The guy is not a Major League Baseball player. He is horrendous.
He's fast, and that's
doesn't do me
what
any good if you don't get
you.
On base. Doesn't do me any good.
That's
by
the
way,
he's
not as good a center fielder as he was supposed to be. With that said, let's listen to the moment. Now, we're going to give radio version first, then TV version, then right back to the phones, because both booths, the radio with Fransky in L.A., and then the TV with T-Mac and Ruben, were out of their minds, rightfully so, when the bad call was made by the umpire to end the JT at bat and the inning with guys on base. Let's listen to the radio version.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs. The runners go, the pitch, and that's outside. Tony Randazzo just ran
terrible.
Him up. And JT Realmuto cannot believe it.
That's a joke. That's not even close.
Wow.
He's not wrong. I'll tell you that. Let's listen to the TV version, T-Mac and Ruben.
Runners go. And a strike.
Oh, my goodness.
That
is
way off the plate.
That is not a good call.
JT does not react like that.
Nope.
And Tony Randazzo, he's missed a couple tonight, but that was as egregious a miss as you will see from a home plate umpire.
Wow.
Look, you want fire, I do, from Rob Thompson in a moment like that, out of the dugout. Even if you get ejected, out of the dugout.
Yes.
You know, now I'll say Rob Thompson is doing a better job this year of pushing pedal to the metal, changing the lineup. He's doing all sorts of stuff there. So I applaud him for I don't think he's just sitting back the way he has in some past years.
He's been more experimental.
He has been.
And that's outside his comfort zone,
but he
clearly
may need to ratchet up the anger? I don't know what the word is. The prodding, the pushing, the scolding. You know, I mean,
the old school. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. By the way, reminder, Brandon Graham, 9 o'clock today. BG, 9 o'clock. First time on the show since he retired. We look forward to talking to Brandon coming up in an hour. Be tuned for that. Let's go to Paul in Downingtown. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Morning show. Sorry about my operator error earlier this morning.
No worries. I
got to say on the Phillies. First, real quick on umpiring. I think we're beyond human error at this point. The technology exists. It's very easy. You can put something in the umpire's ear that calls balls and strikes for him. It's that simple. Just like tennis, there's a little beep. If it's a friggin' strike, the umpire hears a beep, he calls a strike. If he doesn't hear anything or you give him a different noise, it's a ball. I am tired of human error affecting games to such a degree when it's completely unnecessary. These guys work too hard at their craft, pitchers and batters both.
Precisely.
He's screwed up by some guy that can't see. He's got four fingers in front of his. That ball was 8 feet outside. I don't know how in the world you call it a strike.
I know.
It would have hit a left-handed batter. It would have hit somebody in the left-handed, you know, batter's box.
And the first pitch of the at-bat was a foot inside.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, there's no
call the strike
for this.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Let's get it right. Enough said. But, you know, onto the Phillies, I really have to lay it on Dombrowski. And I understand the guys aren't performing. I think the numbers, you know, baseball, we've all seen it. Baseball is a long season. The Phillies aren't going to go 1-for-8, you know, with runners in scoring position all season long. The numbers will even out to some degree. But Dombrowski has been a huge failure, and he hasn't recognized it. The Trey Turner signing was supposed to be the Saquon Barkley. It was supposed to be the guy that put us over the top. Clearly, that was a mistake. And hey, okay. But not readdressing it, not, you know, leaving that hole in center field coming into this season, leaving question marks in the bullpen, that is 100% on him. And there were things that, you know, players that were available, deals that could have been made. You know, I don't want to talk about, you know, some of the bad questionable contracts too much. The Nola contract, we could have had Chris Sale for 2 years and Nola for 7. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then, you know, to give Trey a bajillion dollars and then not do anything about it, as he just,
you know what, Paul, you know what, you know what,
out,
let me tell you, something that frustrates me with Dombrowski, the lack of quality, what I'll call creative traits. So, you know, the bottom line is he inherited, believe it or not, some really good players that came from the prior regime with that. What was that guy's name?
Matt Klentak.
Klentak. Huh. So that would be Wheeler. Yep. That would be Bryce Harper. I mean, it was initially Reese Hoskins, initially Realmuto. So, like, a lot of those players. Okay. And then the other thing was, okay, let's spend Aaron Nola, by the way, is part of that. And then the other was like
Sanchez was traded.
Yeah. And then, like, let's spend the owner's money, which, let's be real, you and I could spend the owner's money.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I've always been struck by there are times when a program gets elevated by the creative trade. It, you know, 30 years ago, the Flyers trade Mark Recchi for John LeClair and Eric Desjardins. You know, I remember when the Phillies made a series of trades in the late 80s, early 90s that brought in Kroc or brought in Lenny. You know, like those, you know, I remember when Larry Brown traded, Jerry Stackhouse for Aaron McKee and Theo Ratliff. Like this team needed some reconfiguration, and I know it wasn't easy because obviously Castellanos and Schwarber and a bunch of these guys make big money and are older. I'm not saying it's easy, but like if Dombrowski's going to be on the steps of Cooperstown someday giving a speech, and he probably will, I'd like greater creativity to get the job done. Frankly,
absolutely. His track record, you know, in other places, was a guy that, you know, could spend the owner's money and could do it wisely. And he really hasn't done that here. I'm looking for him to get back on track. And if he's not going to do it, like if there's, you know, something to touch, you know, or something that some kind of skill set for a GM that just, you know, fades away, then we have to look at that because, you know, in my estimation, this guy is doing a worse job than Topper. You know, I'm really upset, you know, looking at what we should have had. I mean, can you imagine if we signed Chris Sale last year and we rolled out him and Wheeler? I mean, and to me, that was a no-brainer. Like, that was the obvious thing. Let Nova go. Let the Braves take him. Let the Braves sign him for 7 years. Chris Sale was as obvious, you know, as the day is long. I mean, I couldn't believe he didn't act on that. And then he, like, doubled down on, you know, signing a guy who's only been okay and hasn't proven himself to huge money for 7 years. I mean, to me, that's Aaron Nola's contract and Trey's are two of the worst contracts maybe in baseball, but they're certainly terrible.
Well, I'm not ready to go there on Nola, but it's trending down. I'm not ready to go as far as you did because the Trey one to me looks currently a lot worse. Paul, give me a big answer. A famous quote.
I love this one. It's just kind of silly. But Mark Twain, talking about smoking, said, quitting smoking is easy. I've done it hundreds of times.
That's good, man. All right, 215-592-9494. More reaction to the game last night, the Phil's recent slide. More of what Baldy said about the draft and the Eagles' defense. All that up ahead on 94 WIP.
During the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R. You'll get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR to get in on all the NBA play-in tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP as well. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, for your chance to turn a $5 bet into $250 in bonus bets.
Phillies are getting on my last nerves, man.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope you're having a great start to your day. John, can our baseball team get a win today? Can they, you know?
Yes, they can.
Win
and they
again?
Still play 3 more games against the Giants. They can still win the series.
Only thing that would have made it worse is if Gabe Kapler were still their manager. I thought of good old Gabe yesterday, you know? Every time the Giants come
too.
In, I think of Gabe Kapler.
I did, too. I looked him up to see if there were still mascara photos. And it seems like in most photos I see of him, it looks like there's mascara on his eyes. Yeah. I'm amazed at that. I think he's keeping it up.
I think
or else he has very dark eyelashes, and we've falsely accused him of wearing mascara.
Yeah, no, I think that's wrong.
I think he does it.
I think he wore
the mascara, and I think the Colangelo guy wore the ridiculous collars custom made.
Oh, come on, man.
That was nonsense.
A long collar. There's nothing.
Nah, he looked like a fool.
It doesn't look that terrible.
He looked like a tool.
Mascara or long collar, I'll wear a long collar.
Well, I would take that too. All right, by the way, speaking of the NBA, let me give you a fact, and we'll get right back to the phone. So season over, the whole deal, playoffs about to start. You got to play in 65 games to be eligible for those postseason awards. You guys remember that a couple years ago for MVP and all these awards? You got to play in 65 games. It was kind of like the Joel Embiid rule, sort of.
Yeah, it was.
You know, it was sort of like put in there for Joel. But also some other players, obviously, that would miss a bunch of games. Kawhi Leonard and the such. I have the final tally for the season. 84 players in the entire league played 65 games.
No way.
84
exactly?
players. Which represents less than 3 per team.
That's unbelievable.
Less than 3 per team.
That's actually unbelievable.
Played 65 games.
It's actually, like, I don't even know how to respond to that. That's crazy.
They just don't play.
No.
I mean,
they just don't.
So what was the, is there a, number that they give for an average number of games?
Well, you'd have to kind of break it down by category because there's guys that are like your 12th man on a team that don't get into a game. So if
break
you took
it down by starter,
yeah, if you took the starting five at the beginning of the year from each team, then you'd have to figure it out that way. Or like the top seven or eight guys. But
well, I guess it is hard to sort of.
I don't
keep
have it
track
in front of me. Did,
who's
I
taking full like too much advantage of this?
I assume nobody from the Sixers did it, right? Let's look this up. So I'll try to check. I'm going to get a phone call in here, but I would assume, because Oubre didn't do it, like, you know, the main three didn't, I would assume no one on the Sixers played 65, but maybe I'm missing a dude. Anyway, it's rather stunning, though. I mean, 65 games is...
I have the answer.
Is it zero?
It is one player. Or no, I'm sorry, two players
really?
Played over 65
Who
games.
Who the heck is it?
One was Ricky Council.
That's so pathetic.
73... And then Yabusele played in
the
Yeah,
oh, yeah, he did play.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
He did play.
He was out there all the
all
time.
All right, so
Brian.
Look, yeah, Valiant.
And why is that, do you think, Joe?
Why was he out there all the time?
He comes from another country.
Yeah, it comes from, and he's scrapping for
scrapping
you know,
for a job.
From trying to get to $2 million to $7 million instead of trying to get from $150 million to $200 million.
He didn't know it wasn't cool to try.
Exactly, John.
James, will players during the playoffs sit out for load management? I mean, I don't know. You got a 3-0 lead.
Maybe. Yeah, okay. That case,
you know
yeah,
what? We're up 2-0. We're going on the road for game three. I'll sit this one out. Let's go to the phones. What an absolute farce. All right, Baldy, more of what he said about the draft. We'll get to that shortly. Joe in Mayfair right now. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I like Gray Zabel as my pick for the Eagles. Hopefully they get him. He's a versatile offensive lineman, plays all the positions across the line, and in the mid-first run, the last late first run, I love to see the Eagles get an offensive lineman because you really don't know how long Lane Johnson is going to stay around on the right guard side. So we got to really work on the right side of the line. That's just something.
You like the North Dakota State thing? You like going back to that well?
Yeah, he's very versatile. He's been great at the combines, and during the season he can play multiple positions. And if you give Statlin anybody with raw ability, he will make them 10x. So, yes, that's the guy I would love to get.
He's got a strong mustache also. The thing with him is he's old. He's old. 23 okay. already.
That's not old.
Wow.
It is for a guy in the NFL draft.
Prospect.
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying, though, but, you know, if
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah. You're saying is if you think he's the right player, then you're willing to do it. I get it.
He's tough.
Yeah, he could be depth across the board. If there's an injury, he can play in any position. So I think the Eagles need to do that because they do have a lot riding on Hurts and Saquon. If you want this 2 to 3 year window, you got to make sure that you can run the football to all sides and be versatile. So that's where I would go. But I'm not going to mention Daryl Lessie. Since he's our general manager, like this franchise is in a abysmal franchise. It's worse than the Flyers, and I didn't think anyone could get worse than the Flyers. But Joe, I'm not going to go back to Bryce. I'm not Ryan Howard Harper, but you can't. You've got to be consistent with your criticism of your star athletes on your teams. And you're not. For some reason, you give Bryce a pass, like 0-for-4, 3 Ks last night. He looks lifeless out there. The whole team looks lifeless. Topper looks lifeless. And what I want to say is that JT never is an argumentative guy with an umpire. And if there's one person on your lineup that has an issue with an umpire, if it's JT, I don't want him running out there and not being who he really is, but you've got to stick up for your catcher who takes a beating back there.
I know.
And he did nothing.
I know.
So if your manager is lifeless and changing the lineup isn't, I'll give him some credit for changing the lineup, but your mannerisms, you have to show some sort of energy. The Dodgers, the Padres, the Giants, the Mets, the Phillies aren't a lock for a playoff.
No,
they're
not.
90 games.
They're not. You're right.
No, they're not. And
now the Braves are helping the Phillies out quite a bit right now. We would have a very different somewhat different feel if the Braves were,
lucky. Sale hasn't, I don't even think he has a win yet this year.
If the Braves were like 11-6 or whatever the numbers will win, then that would be a bigger problem. But I get your point. You're not wrong.
Hey, go ahead, Joe.
No, before I get to the my quote.
I got a question for you, too.
How long of a leash do you give Topper when they're 18-23?
I don't think it'll get to that point, if it does, I think he would be fired.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, if they get to 5 games below .500, I think he'll be fired. If it's late, if it's late May, and that's what that would represent, mid to late May, 18-23, I think they would zip him.
I think Middleton made a, you know, put his foot down in the offseason and said, you're not getting any more money. You've got players on this team. They better deliver or there's changes coming. That's why I think this team looks at different times either tight or lifeless.
And I also think, Joe, you're right on the line, and I think it's a good number he threw out, 18-23. Like, I don't think at 18-18 he'd get fired. But if they dip five games below, that could be a real problem for him.
If you're counting on your marginal players to become better than what they are, then there's a chance. But if you're expecting Rojas, Marsh, Kepler, Bohm right now, and JT's lost his power, he consistently lost his power, if you're expecting them to be above what they're average to do, then you have a shot with this team if your stars are stars. But you need your stars to be stars and your marginal players to be above marginal. I don't see that with this manager behind the dugout.
Listen, Joe, you got a lot of good points.
Hey,
John, what's
Joe,
your question?
You said Graze Abel is the guy that you want the Eagles to draft. Guess what position he plays, guys?
Center.
So they're not going to draft him.
he played all positions last year.
I know. But I'm watching him. I'm watching him long snap.
Well, he's somebody that could fit that.
He does a lot.
Well, anyway. All right, Joe, give me an answer, man. A great famous quote.
We got to go with the MVP of the Super Bowl, the guy you chastised for a long time. I had a purpose before everybody had an opinion, and I love Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
I'm going with him.
Okay, you got it, Joe. It's an interesting quote. I had a purpose before others had an opinion. Okay, before anyone had an opinion. So let me give you an opinion right now. Joe in Mayfair just touched on it, but it's worth kind of diving in a little bit more because, you know, the season's like about a 12th over. I mean, we're halfway through the first month or 6 months. You catch the drift. All right. The biggest thing with JT last night was obviously the ridiculous call by the umpire and series of calls within
multiple
that one
calls,
at bat.
Yeah.
But let's not obscure this reality. He's hitting .222, which is not good. But let me give you the really bad number. His slugging percentage is .289.
And it passes the eye test, too. Like, other than that foul ball last night, he is not hitting the ball far. He's not driving the ball. All the hits are like little, like, bloop singles.
And, James, do you know what this is? What it's supposed to be for an older catcher.
Of course. Yes.
This is the fifth year of a five-year deal. This is the seventh year he's been
in
a Philly.
He's in his mid-30s,
This
man.
Follows all the years he played for the Marlins. Like, frankly, I think they got more out of JT than I expected.
100% when they signed that second.
Yes.
Joe, I feel the exact same way.
But they're here now.
Yeah.
He and they are here at this point of his career where he is clearly, and I love the guy, okay? Big fan. But I mean, as a hitter, clearly a declining player. I mean, as obvious as can be. I mean, a slugging percentage below 300 is astounding. It's horrendous. All right, 215-592-9494. More on all this with the phone calls coming up, plus something Baldy said about the Eagles in the draft coming up in 1 minute.
You know you want lawn care service that provides better results and is safer for your family and pets. That's why I choose Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. And by using organic fertilizers for safer weed and insect controls, they make sure your lawn thrives naturally season after season. With Natural Lawn, I know my family's getting a beautiful lawn that we can all love, Louie, my dog included. I don't have to worry about him going out on the lawn too soon after it's been treated. Switch to Natural Lawn Safer Services. Start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn you can be proud of, and you can get free seeding every year. This has helped my lawn so much. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, the locally owned and family-operated Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
All right, Jonah Cameron, John Rich, a reminder, Brandon Graham, 9 o'clock today on the program. So BG, first time he'll be on the show since he's retired. Obviously, we'll be paying tribute to Brandon up ahead with his beyond legendary career. And so looking forward to talking to Brandon coming up in a half an hour. Speaking of the Eagles and speaking of defense, the need, obviously, to replace guys like Brandon, Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Darius Slay. Who was the inside linebacker guy? What was that guy's name?
Oren Burks.
Oren Burks, the backup cornerback. What was that guy?
Isaiah Rodgers.
Rodgers.
Come on, Joe. They won you a Super Bowl.
I know, but it's,
you
know,
blatant disrespect.
It's been a month since free agency. My brain's a little fried. I'm thinking about Rojas. I got Rojas in the freaking umpire.
You're obsessed with Rojas.
By the way, let me get to the Twitter poll question of the day, because it's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. All right, let's all go on the record ourselves right now on which frustrated you, who frustrated you the most last night with the Phils. Phil's game, that is. Rojas,
ump,
Taijuan Walker, or the umpire? John, who do you go with?
The ump.
James?
Oh, it's Rojas. The other two don't even compare to me, to Rojas.
I'm Rojas all the way, too. Rhea?
No, I'm not on Rojas because I'm tired of being Rojas being blamed for everything. He is what he is.
I know.
Okay? I'm so more with Joe, you know, our previous caller, that, you know, Harper just skates by all the time. I mean, it's ridiculous. But so I'll go with, and listen, they can't score a run, so I can't blame the umpire. I hated it. It was ridiculous. So I'll go with Taijuan.
Taijuan gets
I really think Rob Thompson should have been on that
He should have been. Rob Thompson messed up. There's no doubt. All right, Howie didn't mess up the way he assembled the last team. It was an all-time NFL team, and part of it was, of course, they had a spectacular defense. So you got to try to charge this thing back up. I mean, they did lose a lot. And Spike asked Baldy yesterday about, you know, the draft, and one of these guys asked, I forget who asked the question, actually, but Baldy gives an answer where he starts talking about inside linebacker and then broadens it out to other elements of the defense in this draft. Listen to Baldy.
I mean, I think that's still a position of need. I don't think there's a lot of depth there. Mm-hmm. I think safety is still a position of need. I don't think there's a lot of depth there. So, you know, and I think this is the best draft I can remember the last 15 years for defensive linemen. So, I mean, you're going to get a chance. If you don't do anything, just stay at 32 and take a defensive lineman, you're going to get a good player.
It's pretty cool talking about the D. And, John, we've heard from a lot of people about the D-line, both interior and edge, that there's an awful lot. And it's notable because that's where the Eagles lost the most. Of all that stuff they lost, three of the guys were up front.
And they prioritize the position on top of that.
And they do. And we don't know if they're going to extend Jordan Davis, pick up that fifth-year option. Like, we have no idea on that front. Like, we know they're locked in with Jalen Carter. When I say locked in, he's going to be here forever.
Wait.
Okay.
I
don't
have
a new contract.
I think we have some idea on the Jordan Davis thing.
I wouldn't give him the fifth-year.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. But
you're saying we have no idea on the Jordan Davis front.
I think Elliott said he thinks they're going to.
Elliott said he thinks they're definitely going to. Yeah.
I just can't.
I would not give him 10 plus
imagine.
Million. Can't do that. Not good enough.
That's going to be an ongoing saga that you need to see major improvement
well,
in
they
his
make,
play.
Well, remember, they make that decision on the fifth year before the season starts.
They have to do
starts.
It soon, I think. Yeah.
So if they're going to declare fifth year on him, they got to do that before they see him play again.
Before they see him play.
Correct. It's
after
not
after training camp.
I think it's in the next few weeks.
I'm not sure. We'd have to ask Elliott or someone. But but sometime in the offseason, you have to declare.
Well, if it's me and I have no more in-game like tape to look at,
I'm not
giving him that fifth year.
I agree.
He is a lopsided player. He's solid, really solid against the run. He's a wall to stop the run, but you can't keep him on the field for third down.
And you can't keep him on the field for 30 plays.
Right.
You're lucky if you get 20 sometimes.
Right.
So I would
felt
not.
Like he averaged 25 plays last season.
It might have been less.
Pony up for a fifth year that averages out the top salaries at that position in the NFL.
Well, no, it's not that. It's not
your, give you the
it's like I think it's around 10 or 11 million. It's not
franchise tag.
Yeah, it's not all that.
But it
looks like it's May 1st.
May 1st,
so coming up very soon.
I'm declining it.
What is the dollar amount that's assigned?
I believe it's like 11 or 12 million, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. All right, one more thing from Baldy, and then right back to the calls, because he dropped a little interesting nugget in when he was talking to Spike, Ike, and Jack yesterday about the Eagles and how they go about evaluating prospects. And I think he's probably talking about Kelce, but you be the judge. Here's Baldy yesterday talking to the guys.
Now, I'll give you a quick story. I talked to a guy that played with the Eagles. It's not necessary to say his name, but he interviewed a lot of players at the combine at a particular position. And he was dumbfounded at how little some of the players knew about even drawing up a play or what their assignments were. And so you get some of these guys that just aren't that smart, can't think on their feet. Like, they don't sound like Philadelphia Eagles to me.
And what that answer was in relation to a question Spike had asked John about. You have tape of game film to watch. You have interviews. You have, you know, what the coaches say about the player. You have the Senior Bowl. Like, you have all these different evaluation tools. You have the combine. And they were trying to drive at, you know, what, you know, how do you kind of weigh it all? And obviously it all gets weighed. I mean, what the percentages are, who knows? But what Baldy's saying is that a big part for the Eagles is, you know, does the guy have the brain to go attack the sport and not be a dummy out there, you know?
And that, I guess that taps into, ties into the character thing.
It's not quite the same. It's different, but
it's alongside it.
I agree with that.
And
I agree with that.
I do think that it's likely that we have this very stringent process that other teams can't possibly keep up with, because you know, we know that there are other teams who are more lax about the character stuff.
Well, clearly
it is so difficult to build a group of great guys the way Howie has, and this is now such a the sanctity of this team is something that's so important to preserve. You know, you must do everything in your power to preserve the that's part of what makes this so great. The ability to work, the willingness to work, the willingness to sacrifice for a teammate. A lot of teams don't have that college feel. We are generating a college feel to a pro team, which is unprecedented.
Yeah, and Sirianni's done a great job kind of blending it all together with this, you know, with the way they attack it as a team, as a group.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone. So all this stuff with the draft you can weigh in on. Obviously, the Phils last night were not good at all. We also have the other Twitter poll question of the day. Should MLB have robot umps for balls and strikes, yes or no? And then the third poll question, which is more important for the Eagles with their first-round pick? Is it choosing the best player available or a player at a position of need? Brandon Graham in about 20 minutes with us. Let's get to Scott in King of Prussia. Good morning, Scott.
Greetings, morning team. Good morning.
Hi, Scott.
All right, so first, with balls and strikes, that was fixed in the summer, and I would immediately implement what they did over the summer and put it directly into baseball now because it worked. So that's the first change I would make.
You mean in spring training? You
said over the
summer.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
I meant spring training.
I was so confused.
that's why I jumped in, because it was so confusing. It took me a second.
I was like, wait, summer? Like, what? Okay, go ahead.
Over spring training, they had it down, and it was working really well. Let's just continue with that. Nobody needs to see umpires that miss between 10 and 15 calls per game anymore. Especially
About 10 to 15 inches?
Yeah.
That had to be, John, that was about a foot, right? It was a foot.
It was more than a half a foot. It looked foot-like.
Oh, I think it was
10 inches minimum in my mind.
I think so, too.
Both the first pitch and the last pitch.
All right. I want to pull you back to the Phils. With the exception of the Lizardo trade, the Phillies made the decision to run it back as is. In my opinion, that was a big mistake. I'm immediately going to make some changes. I'm going to take hold of this right now. First thing I'm doing is I'm going to call the entire team over. I'm going to bring them to the dugout, and I'm going to take a sledgehammer to their new fridge, and we're going to destroy that, and I'm going to have a construction team take that out. Then I'm going to take them to the locker room. I'm going to change every locker position in the clubhouse and reassign them by defense. What's the purpose of this? It's to show them that their sacred ground clubhouse is vulnerable just like they are, because these guys are untouchable right now. They've been untouchable for too long. Next, I'm taking Harper. I'm telling him, you are the new leadoff batter. I'm telling Sosa, you're my new shortstop. I need solid defense from you above everything else. Just go bat 250, and I'll be happy.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, go ahead. Keep going. You're on a roll. Go ahead.
Trey Turner, because I'm such a nice and flexible guy, I'm going to give him a choice. You have a choice of either being the new center fielder or the new third baseman. I don't care which one you pick, but you pick, because you're playing one or the other. Boom, I'm moving you to first base. I don't like you at third base. I never have liked you at third base. You're a first baseman, in my opinion. Enjoy your new position. These are all changes I make immediately, and that's what I do.
And then when you got Bryce in right field and Castellanos in left?
Correct.
Listen, you touch on a lot of, Scott, let me tell you something. You touch on a lot of good points. I like your style. I like your style a lot, man.
You had a whole program.
I like it. I mean, you know, I don't agree with every single thing you said, like Bryce leading off because who the hell is my nine-hole hitter? I mean, is it really Rojas or Marsh and then Bryce hits behind those guys? Like, I don't want that. But the style you're presenting, I like, and a bunch of the ideas, I like.
All right, well, I appreciate that. This team has been allowed to just linger with the same old, same old, and that does not work in baseball. The worst thing you can do is let players get comfortable. You always have to have the young guys pushing the old guys, and when you don't have that, in this team you don't have that, and guys get complacent and they start ruling the roost, and that's what you're seeing. And this is pathetic, and I'm sorry, but it's been allowed to go on for way too long. Somebody needs to turn it upside down. And last night, Topper, come on, man. What the hell? Get out of the dugout. Scream. Yell. That was your opportunity. That was your opportunity with all the BS that's been going on to do something, and you did nothing. And you know what? Your players follow you, and they have.
Scott, well said. Really good call. Give me a famous quote.
All right. I hope John will appreciate this one. This goes out to Dombrowski. Do or do not. There is no try.
Nice.
Great work.
I like that.
What a phone call right there. That was really good.
He nailed the Yoda voice, too.
It was decent.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not spectacular, but it was above average. Mm-hmm. I'll give him that. All right. There's a quote coming up, a comment from a famous Hall of Fame athlete coming up. I want to get to this in 1 minute. I don't know if I should feel good about it or bad about it. I'm twisted around as an Eagles fan about this quote. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute.
Imagine a more comfortable and energy efficient home this spring, and from someone who doesn't need to imagine, because I have had Window Nation windows in my home for a decade. April is the perfect time to replace your outdated windows. And guess what? Our friends at Window Nation have a special offer for you in April.
Upgrade your home this April with Window Nation's incredible buy four, get four free sale happening now through April 30th. Plus, get a free entry door when you purchase windows for your entire house.
And you know what you get with a free entry door? You get beautiful, brand new curb appeal. You'll love it. Window Nation always provides great financing options. Right now, you get 0% financing, zero down, and no monthly payments until 2027.
Window Nation partners with the top window manufacturers in the nation to build windows to their high quality specs. Then they pass the savings on to you. The whole process was so fast and simple, from my first call and the estimate to installation and my family's enjoyment of some truly fantastic windows.
All right, Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. I want to play this audio of Emmett Smith. So I am struck by the fact that I am confused about how I should feel about it. And I'm curious if you guys also struggle to know whether we should feel happy or not happy with how he presented this. So obviously, it's been a long time, John, since the Cowboys won the Super Bowl. That's a given. Emmitt Smith was someone who walked the walk as a player, and obviously he's able to talk the talk because he's an all-timer. He still holds the record for rushing. He won 3 Super Bowls, the whole deal. But he is getting irritated, rightfully so from his standpoint, with how long it's been since the Cowboys have won. Listen to this. Be the judge of whether this makes you feel better as an Eagles fan or worse. Just listen to what Emmitt Smith said.
I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of it for two reasons. One, we have allowed others to come and nitpick at the star and make fun of the star. And that's what happens when you give other people or the other organization. Now, all of a sudden, okay, you know, the last 20 years, they win 2 Super Bowls. They think they're the best thing on the doggone planet.
Yeah.
And everywhere I go, I go Birds. I'm sick of hearing go Birds. I'm always asking, where you going? You still got a long way to go to catch the Elks.
All right. So for a long time, I liked what I was hearing, because he's jealous of the Eagles' success and the lack of success for the Cowboys, in his case, the last 30 years there. And obviously, the Eagles have been riding high the last decade or so. But he does slide a line in the line at the end. It's not inaccurate. I mean, what do they got, 5 or 6 titles? Eagles got 2 Super Bowls? What do the Cowboys got? They got a bunch.
It's not 5 or 6.
So do you
view? No, it is. I think it's 5, I think, if I'm not wrong.
I think it's 5. I think it was 2 with Landry, 2 with Jimmy Johnson,
cause,
and the 1 with Switzer.
Staubach definitely won 2.
Yeah, he did. So. Yeah, it's 5. Yeah,
five times, yes, it is.
So do you view what he said? Does that put a smile on your face because it's the ha-ha, the Eagles are the big bad boy of the league now, or what he said at the end, is that move the needle back in his direction?
Oh, my gosh. I think it's fanciful. It really is. It's pretend. You got to be joking. But it does like that's what they're leaning into because that's the only thing they have.
Yeah, I know. I'll just say this. In his defense, he won more Super Bowls than the Eagles have ever won.
Yeah. Here's what I will say, Joe. I found the beginning of it highly amusing.
No question. Like, the beginning's phenomenal.
They're spitting on the star. Yeah. Like the star is like something, you know, magical now. It's not. But at the end, when he's saying they got a lot, sounded like he was eating.
He was.
So really, is it that important to you to go, oh, I got a lot of ketchup with us, why I chomp on a cheese
steak? He was eating.
James, pretty funny.
Will the Eagles pass the Cowboys for Super Bowls in our lifetime?
It's a great question. Sure. Why not?
Why not? You know what?
So here's the beautiful thing. We know they're not winning anymore. So at least we just got to catch them. Like, they're done.
They're not winning as long as Jerry Jones has control.
Yeah, so, you know, at least we got that.
And then Stephen Jones learned from Jerry Jones, so what are the chances of that? So, you know, I think maybe a grandkid, you know, 40 years from now gets them back on track. But we got a good stretch here. Brandon Graham joins us in about 10 minutes. Let's get to Dave in Wilmington right now. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
What's going on, Dave?
Hi, Dave.
Emmitt Smith is totally jealous because, yeah, they've won 5 Super Bowls in their entire existence, but what have they done in the last 30 years?
Well, nothing.
They haven't mattered since Sega Genesis.
Sega Genesis?
What is going on?
Backing up.
Is that you or a different car?
Well, I'm backing my bus up into my spot.
All right. We got to time this up a
Genesis
little bit.
Was
I mean, you're
really
the one who went to him now. You know, you can't blame Dave for that.
Well, that's true, Dave. Yeah. I can't know what you got going on, and you can't know when I'm coming to you for the call. So that's.
I mean, Dave is the official school bus driver of the WIB Morning Show. So,
how the kids doing, Dave? Are they behaving? Are the kids behaving these days?
Absolutely not.
Good.
I feel like it's a long backup you had there. Really had to back up that spot.
Kids can never do anything wrong in their parents' eyes.
That's a tough one.
Sounds like you might be a little jaded.
Yeah.
There,
yeah.
Got some parents who are a little annoying.
Jadedness.
Yep.
I don't blame
you. I just had a kid that is supposed to sit up front, but he sat all the way in the back. And when I stopped the bus and told him to get up front, he ducked down a seat like I didn't know he was there.
Oh, man.
And his mom got a huge mirror. About it. They never do.
Yeah.
Is
it hard to drive a regular car after you get used to that gigantic rearview mirror? Because that thing really is the biggest rearview mirror. It's the whole front of the bus. It's so awesome. And I know it's set to help you see the kids and stuff, but I would assume I would have trouble going back to the tiny little one in my regular car.
The biggest problem is stopping at all railroad crossings, even in your car, because you're so used to it.
Yeah,
and taking
I would
every
guess.
Turn extra wide. My wife gets yelled at me. You're not driving the bus. You don't got to take it so wide.
Uh-huh.
But it's muscle memory.
Sure. There you go.
Sure.
All right, Dave. We got Brandon Graham coming up. Give me an answer for a famous quote.
Well, consider I'm going to the Phillies game tonight, and it's Jackie Robinson Day. Maybe tomorrow we're all wear 42, so they can't tell us apart.
Yeah, that's a great answer right there, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. All right, Brandon Graham, historic Philadelphia athlete, obviously, who recently retired. BG will join us coming up next. We also got a little announcement to give you related to Brandon Graham and how you can be involved. We'll get to that next. The great Brandon Graham joins us next on 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit TheBorgata.com for more details.